Staying Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Rita.
What's up, Rita, dog?
Hey, how are you guys?
Not bad for a Monday, actually. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Which is pretty much good. I think you can upgrade
it's
that.
It's a nice sunny day. It's fantastic.
It's crisp. It's crisp as these days.
Slightly chilly here in the BFM studio.
You want to pull those bad boys in the house, back in the house by 3 o'clock, or it starts getting cold again.
That's right. That's what happens when you start talking about the weather. You start to slightly virtue signal. So I would say, wow, we could probably do with a bit more rain, actually. Blah blah blah.
Good point. Good yes. point. On that note, I think I heard the Waikato have come back and said no to the water.
Oh, yeah, right. So what, we're just going to run out of water up here and then we're going to watch us shrivel up? Is that the plan?
Some people love to watch the world burn.
Right, as if, though. Surely they're
no,
like
that. No, and on a serious note, they have said that there is not, that there is concerns that the river's not in the greatest condition to be taking any more water. Mm. So, it's dry down there too, right?
Mm. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Mm.
But I'm thirsty.
And then what you get is a sediment build-up if there's not enough water pushing that sediment out to sea. So there's big concerns, but yeah, I know. I was
is
like,
there any
whoa.
Citizen science around this? Or?
There's no citizen science, I don't think, around it. But that is what we're talking about today. We're talking about citizen science.
Oh, what is it?
Look at that. Okay, cool. I didn't realise. I knew already.
So loads of people don't actually realise that you can take part in adding to the scientific understanding of the world just by doing some really basic stuff. So citizen science is basically public participation in a scientific project, and it usually is about capturing or analysing data for some sort of big science project.
Not capturing animals?
Pardon?
Sometimes, John.
Not capturing animals, such as possums?
Sometimes.
I would be like, how many possums have you caught, Barry? Wow, actually, Susan,
yeah.
I've caught 15. Mm. Wow.
Let's, in our neighborhood, yeah, there's, we're overrun.
Let's make a pie graph.
Yeah, that's the one. See who's, we were catching the most. But yeah, absolutely. There's lots going on. So what I've talked today is that I could talk about some of the citizen science projects that people could get involved with if they want to do something a little different.
Okay.
So the biggest one that's coming up, which is what kind of triggered this topic, is that on the 27th of June to the 5th of July, there is the Great Garden Bird Survey, which has been running for some time now in New Zealand, and it's actually one of my two favourite things to do across the year. Basically, you get to sit in your garden for an hour. What I do is I pour myself a nice gin, nice tall glass of gin, because it's got to last an hour. Gin
just
and tonic,
one?
And then just sit there and spot your birds.
It's not a gin survey, John. Just calm down. And so you just register how many birds are flying around, what if birds are into gin or not.
Okay. Yeah, totally. You're spotting and counting native and non-native birds that you see. What I tend to do is, go the basic ones, like your sparrows.
How can you trust what everyone's seeing, though? What if I...
Yeah, look, they build into these surveys. Like, the Great Garden Bird Survey is actually a global initiative, so most countries do this survey.
We should lie. We should tell everyone, oh, I saw a moa. Next thing.
If a moa came up, they'll be like, well, I'm sure when they're crunching numbers, there is an element, there's a few different ways that they can account for mistakes that people have made.
There's going to be a few double rainbow type people out there that are going like,
very
oh
excited.
Man, I've seen fucking two sparrows. Oh
and in defense of people that do like make these sorts of mistakes, like, when I'm doing the garden bird survey,
you're on
there'll jet, be a tui so. That flies in and I'll be like, oh yeah, record him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll fly out and then another tui and I'm like, was that the same tui? Mm.
It's in between sips, yeah.
Totally. I looked away. What? Is there two degrees? No. If it's flown from the same direction that the other one flew away from, I kind of sometimes will make a bit of a judgment call about whether or not it was the same tui. They do have margins of error and they do have these sorts of things built into like the abstract of something like, you know, we did this, it's been going for 10 years. And the idea is that there's just so much data that those sorts of little mistakes don't really matter that much. We're seeing a trend of more TUIs in urban areas.
This is kind of on the you know, I'm putting you on the spot here, but has there been any citizen surveys that have just been like, oh shit, that ended up being quite pivotal?
That's a really good question.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I feel like there would be.
Yeah, I reckon too. I reckon there would be some surprising statistics that would come from spare time of people.
I don't know. I like the idea of it.
I like the idea. It's kind of like using everyone as a bit of a network to, you know, like to keep everything in check.
I mean, I think there's some kind of broad things that you could think about in this realm. Like, I'm sure that there's been people find stars. Because that's a lot of citizen science, is people just at home, kind of with their telescopes. So I'd say that there's been some stuff in that realm. There's probably been a lot of hypotheses that have been followed up, and that's probably been a slightly different type of citizen science. And I think about one of the really early evolutionary studies that was done, where somebody recognised that they used to have lots of brown and white moths. And then, all of a sudden, they were only seeing brown moths, I think, from memory. And so they had a hypothesis that because they'd chopped down the white trees, that's why the evolution was then choosing species that were darker so that they could hide, kind of, or something like that. So I think there's probably been a lot of people go, I'm noticing something, and then they either tell a scientist or they decide to investigate it themselves. So there's probably been lots of that happening, I would say.
Where does all this information go, and who's initiating
this? Somebody collates it. So some of these projects that I've got here, like another one is the Skink Spotter New Zealand.
Spotter?
The Skink Spotter.
Oh, shit. For a while, they were kind of... I didn't see too many of them. And then where I was living in Grafton, I actually saw quite a few.
Wow. You know, they would really be loving you for this.
Why?
Project.
Are they hard to find at the moment?
There's heaps around my house. I think they're interested in knowing where they are.
I love a little skink. Yeah. They're always like running away, freaking out.
The thing is,
there's
an introduced skink, which is not a good one.
Oh.
Which is more aggressive.
Rainbow?
You might be seeing the rainbow one.
A skink imposter. Mm. No, it was mine. The one I saw was just a shitty looking little brown rainbow thing.
Brown.
No, it didn't.
Brown.
It wasn't pretty.
Anything poor in colour than New Zealand is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. So there, John, it was actually the right one.
So the skink spot in New Zealand is obviously interested in where these skinks are, but they're really interested to know whether the weather conditions affect their activity levels. So, if you have still lived in your Grafton flat and you know that you've got a population of skinks there, which is really awesome, they would then be like, cool, okay, well, tell us, like, when it's raining, like, what are they doing? And when it's sunny, what are they doing? And that kind of thing.
Do we need them at all?
Skinks.
Yeah, what are they? Are they helping me out at all?
I don't know if they're helping you out, but
In my house.
They're in your house.
Oh, like in and around on the concrete, all smacks and relax, and then they feel the vibrations.
Your house on their house.
Wow, well, I'm renting. They
this
don't
is
know
Avatar
my struggles.
All over
my struggles
again.
Are actually quite complex.
All species on this earth have a place.
Yep.
So, they have a job. They have a job.
Yep.
So, yes, if you've got skinks around, you should sign up to Skink Spotter.
Mm-hmm. I don't... Look, hang on a minute. Are we worried that they're getting out of control, or are we worried that they're disappearing?
They're definitely not. Our native skinks are not getting out of control.
Okay, but there's no chance they're going to form a fist and try to take over?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Just keep,
You're fine.
You've got to have these conversations. Nobody wants to talk about them. Cartoon fish.
Another project that probably isn't that that obvious for Aucklanders, but you never know if you're going to move to Queenstown or whatnot, is a snow depth pro- project that they're working on. So how deep is your snow?
Ooh.
So this is really about trying to figure out the different nuances in microclimates around. You know, if we get, you know, a metre of snow or half a metre of snow, you know, what does it look like in a certain valley or, you know, whatever. So that's a really, really awesome science project if you live or you have a place you're going to spend some time around snow. Obviously, if you, surely everyone knows this, but maybe not. If you see a cetacean, so that is a dolphin or a whale or an orca, if you don't
know. What do you do?
That you've got to let the Cetacean New Zealand Society know about that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do I have to do when I'm having that enchanting moment? Do I have to just get on the phone or can I just kind
of
enjoy it and then
register? What you can do is just make a note. Like, so you so just go, okay, cool, it's 4:01 and, you know, try and notice as much as you can.
It's more than likely that you would have filmed it and you'll have a timestamp on your film.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, filming is great. I'd love to see any footage. You know, what direction were they travelling in? How many of them were there?
Is this something that people actually want to know?
Right out?
Is that for real? Do people are people like, oh, we need to know where that we saw that? Is it?
Yeah, and they'll track them around the country. So there were some orca in the Manukau 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, and they were there for probably about a week. And they were
what if they were doing something private though? Feels like we're kind of getting.
They were hanging out, man.
Why are we watching them? Are we just in case? Oh, don't put like a big ship through there. There's some orcas there, kind of thing. Is that the angle?
No, I mean it would be really lovely if we get to that point. And possibly there might be some kind of, you know, conversations that go on with shipping in the harbours and stuff. If there is some kind of bigger species, like let's just say a humpback was in the Hauraki, I'm sure that, you know, the harbour master would know about it and be, you know, warning ships that come in. But it's more about tracking them. So, for example, these orca, I think they'd seen them in, like, the Kaipara, like, you know, a week before. So they're like, okay, cool. And now they get a bit of an idea that they're travelling south during the winter or whatever.
Is anyone keeping an eye on how many geese are at Western Springs at the moment? Because I feel like that's one of the things where it's like, man, what does geese taste like every time I see all those geese?
Man, there is like, a shit
too many,
ton
dude.
Of geese.
They're aggressive as well. They don't muck around.
I think they did a cull recently. And I'm actually an advocate for getting rid of Western Springs because...
The whole springs?
What
do you want to put there? A car park? You're a maniac.
No, the zoo. The zoo's been trying to take that land for a long time.
Right. Just set all the animals free and let them figure it out with the geese kind of thing. Do you think the geese used to actually be in the zoo and they let the geese out and they're like, oh, fuck it.
I went to Pasadena so I had to run around that freaking lake. I hate it.
Sounds like I really hit a nerve with this, actually.
It did. My, you know, being an 11-year-old trying to suss out how I could, like, scam the system and do not want to run around that lake. And then now it's just disgusting. It's just full of this gross poo. It's awful. Anyway. Let the lions take it over.
Citizen science.
What else is there? There's a white butterfly, a cabbage butterfly project. So if you find one of these bad boys, they're beautiful, like little white butterflies with little black dots on them. If you find one and it's dead, they request that you send it in, and they've been recording DNA profiles to understand the migratory pattern from Europe and, you know, where
do I go for this? Where do I go for the citizen science stuff? Is there a Facebook page or something?
Sciencelearn.org.nz is kind of a quite a good little hub for some of these things. Some of them sit separately. So the Great Garden Bird Survey is actually Landcare Research. And there's a few other ones that, there's like the Kaikoura whale watching volunteer project that you can do, and those kind of sit a bit separately. I didn't see them on the site, so there's a couple of really other cool ones I'll just quickly mention before we go that some of the listeners might be interested. There's this one called Stall Catchers, which is you analyse movies, so you watch movies of blood flow, it flows to see where it's stalled, and then you track, and then you tell them, like, at 11 seconds it's stalled, and then they're collecting all that information to help Alzheimer's research. That's pretty cool when you can do it from your couch. And then the other one that is quite cool is if you are at all in Auckland, there's been some kaka around, so if you see those, you should definitely track them with the Kaka Society. And if you happen to be down in the snow and you see a kia, make sure you track that and tell them about the kia that you saw.
Nice one. The website that people head to once again, Rita?
Yes, it is sciencelearn.org.nz. Otherwise, feel free to Google Citizen Science Projects in New Zealand and then Google From the Couch, if you want to, to find out ones that you could maybe do from your home.
Or with that gin in hand, staring at the backyard.
Exactly.
All right.
Otherwise, 27th of June, go and sit in your garden and for an hour and track what you've got in your garden.
Awesome. Hey, Rita.
Fantastic, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good week.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.